Well, honey, we always called her Kelsey Peach.
Okay. And what about the other kind that's hard to get off?
Oh, I thought I'd look that up and see some of them names, but I can't think of it now. But it's, we spoke of the Georgia Peach, you see.
I was just wondering if you'd call it something like clean peach or plum peach or pressed peach.
Well, now, I think so. I think plum peach and a clean peach. I believe that's mm-hmm. what that we'd call it.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember now because I looked at some when I went to get my groceries. I remember, and it's hard as it can be. And they did have the name Clean Peach there, and that was the kind. That's what we was talking about. But it made me think whenever I was looking for my groceries, you know. That's right, you're right.
When you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making?
Dried apples.
Okay. You ever heard them called snips?
What?
Snips.
No, honey, I haven't.
Okay. And what sort of nuts do you have around here?
We have pecans and pecans. Some call them pecans, some call them pecans. I always call them pecans myself. And you mean right around here in the community?
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I know that they have. Pecans and acorns, of course, you know. Of course, you don't eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people, I guess, would, but they're not really for that. But that's all I know, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Hickory nuts. They have them wild hickory nuts in the swamps.
Uh-huh. What about the nuts that you might use if you were baking cookies or something?
Pecans and well, I guess you could use them. Pecans and walnuts we use, but of course they don't raise them around here, but we use that for the cookies and
you know,
the pecans.
The walnut, it has two coverings on it.
Yes,
know?
It does. Mm-hmm.
What do you call those?
We always call it skin. Honey, I don't know what you call it. The skin of the...
Which part do you mean?
The brown, the little thin brown part that's on the top of it after you break it. After you crack it,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like a peanut.
But what about the?
Oh yeah, we raise peanuts.
Mm-hmm. On the walnut though, you know, if you see them growing wild, it's got a sort of round, soft covering on the outside. Then you open that, and then you've got the hard covering that you've got to open. Would you know?
I don't know that, honey.
You don't know walnuts around here.
Mm-mm.
What about the kind of fruit that Florida is famous for?
The fruit, orange.
Okay, and say if you had a bowl of oranges standing somewhere, and one day you went in to get one, and there weren't any left, you say the oranges are...
All gone.
Okay. And what sort of things might you grow in a garden?
Like vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Well, peas and corn and... all kind of greens like turnips and mustard and rutabagas and squash and okra and cabbage and just all kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. What about the little red thing that grows in the ground?
I just now thought about what you're saying Well, one of it's beets. You can grow beets that way, you know. And then the other is all dark. And I like them too. Reddish. Reddish.
Okay.
Radish, whatever you want to call them. I say reddish.
Uh-huh. What about something that